All right, everybody. Glasses. All right, so here we go. We are on day three of this podcast right now. I'm super excited. I don't know if it's a podcast or a video podcast or a vlog or what the hell this is going to turn into, but what I can tell you is we're growing exponentially in our group on MeWe right now. I didn't even think this was going to be a thing, but it's turning out to be a thing. So feel free to invite your friends to come join us. Obviously, we're on MeWe. It's Conservative Reality Check. That's the page you want to check out. These videos are actually posted up on Rumble, which is like the YouTube equivalent, but not censored, which is always key. I'm Amy Riccardi. I'm going to dive in. I'm super excited for today's show, and I'm really fired up, as you can tell. I've got my green tea going here. I'm going to actually crank up a little bit more of that in here really quickly so I can keep taking these little shots. Cheers to everybody in your beverage of choice today. All right, so here's what we got. So today is Thursday, November 12th. I don't normally date my podcast, but with everything going on in the election right now, I don't think you could not date these things because, you know, excuse the phrase, and this show is probably going to be filled with a lot of bad language, so I'm just going to, you know, put that out there right now. But this is just, again, 2020, the shit show year. That is the word of the year, or the phrase of the year, I would say. So look, President Trump just tweeted out some interesting stuff. I'm going to pull that up here in a second, and I'm going to read it to you. We all know, half this country knows full well that this election was rigged from the get-go, and it's been rigged and planned to be rigged for years. It explains why the Democrats didn't do jack with Joe Biden and Harris out on the campaign trail, because they knew they didn't need to. They didn't need to show up. And what we're going to figure out here really soon, legally, in the legal system, is very big, deep pockets have played a huge role in financing all these software systems that were programmed to screw us, and us being all Trump supporters or people that voted for Trump. It's going to come out. It's going to be really obvious. But you know what's really brilliant and I absolutely love about President Trump is that he's been playing like the Sun Tzu playbook like to a T. And if you haven't read Sun Tzu, Art of War, you need to. His book, Trump's book was Art of the Deal, right? Art of the Deal, same concept. Like, this man is freaking brilliant. And he has got where the, you know, the Democrats are playing checkers, you know, President Trump's playing three-dimensional chess around them. And I cannot wait. Let me just read to you really quickly. I got to pull up the glasses so I can actually read this, but you know, so Trump just tweeted out here about, I'm going to say about an hour ago, maybe a little bit less, you know, in his all caps, which is always a great thing. You know, he's been really quiet, so everybody's been wondering what's up. But he says, you know, Dominion, which is the software system we talked about yesterday, one of them, that is an election software tool. I want to say somewhere between like 25 and 30 states use it. A lot of states use it to do ballot tallying. I believe the company is based in Denver, Colorado. This is also the one that I think Nancy Pelosi's husband is either a big investor financier or he actually runs it. Anyway, there's a lot of Democrats' hands in the pot, which means you know it's corrupt. But nonetheless, that's kind of where we're at right now. So here we go. President Trump's tweet says, report, Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. 2.7 million. Data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. 941,000, so almost a million, 941,000 Trump votes were deleted. Deleted. States using Dominion voting system switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden. All right, people, all I can say is I'd like to say the shit's going to hit the fan for the Democrats here really soon, but I think it's going to be even bigger than that. I think there's a lot of people involved. The corruption is crazy. And I don't know if any of you saw this, but yesterday there was a post out in a request for Republican GOP poll watchers to sign up to be deployed across the country to these contested states to do vote counting and whatnot. If you're interested, I'll post down in the show notes for you to email the woman to sign up for that. I think that's going to be a huge thing too. So. They're going to need a lot of butts in seats, a lot of feet on the ground in all these different places to be able to get this stuff done right this time. So I'll do another piece on that probably. But, you know, the piece I really wanted to get to today, I did a writing a couple days ago because writing for me, journaling for me is a huge way for me to release some stress. So I did a piece. I posted it up here on MeWe. And I think I posted a miniature version of it on Parler, but then I've been writing and thinking a lot more about this. So look, let's say President Trump, I don't think he'd be putting, or they'd be letting, I kind of feel like maybe like, Melania kind of like said, honey, let me have your phone. Cause you gotta stay quiet for a while. And I think he's been relatively quiet, but somehow he snuck it while she was, doing her thing or whatever. I don't know. And he posted this today. I feel like they're doing a really good job of, or will, especially in the next several days with this Trump kind of leading that, they're going to start getting even more information out there right now. And this is just going to become a tidal wave. And here's what's going to happen. At some point in time, mainstream media is going to have to catch a whiff of what's going on. You know, they're trolling around in Parler and all this stuff so they can see what's going on over here. So I think what's going to happen is mainstream media is going to somebody's going to crack the nut. I'm going to guess it's probably going to be someone like Tucker or some, Hannity is going to kind of crack the nut, and it's going to open it up for mainstream media to have to start picking up some of this stuff. And they're going to spin it like we're all freaking crazy, like they have been for the last 4 years. All right. That is going to start a domino effect that I think is where things are going to start getting kind of crazy. And frankly, I think kind of serious for us as Trump supporters. And so I want to just kind of put a couple things out here. I wrote this piece. I'm going to take a look at it here just to make sure I'm quoting my own my own words somewhat accurately here. But look, I think sorting out this, again, this Democratic shit show over the next many months is going to wind up putting a lot of pressure on us as Trump supporters, because we're going to start hearing a lot more crap. And I don't even care about the media stuff, but it's really more about, I have some very dear friends who are liberals who have lost their ever freaking loving minds, and who have decided that, they've thrown all the isms at me too and put all the labels on me. And not a single one of them has ever asked me a question about what I actually think about anything or how I've gotten to how I've thought, because all they're thinking about is how they're going to argue with me on these points. So I'm done. Okay. The Democrats created I'm just going to lay this out to be perfectly honest with you. The Democrats created a trench at 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night on election night in 2016 between everybody that voted for Trump and everybody that voted or didn't, voted for Hillary Clinton back then. They dug the trench, and they have done nothing but literally dig it deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper over the last 4 years. We all know this, right? We all know this. I'm not saying anything we didn't know. They created the trench, okay? And we all sat there and just tried, or just like, oh, well, I'm going to ignore that the trench is there. I don't want to deal with these people. They want to extend an olive branch with the intention of us taking the step and falling down into the, crevasse that they've now created for all of us. And I'm not going to bite anymore. I'm not biting anymore. I'm done with this. I haven't been on Facebook hardly at all this week since Saturday when they called the election. I've been on, I think I did one post on Facebook about the craziness that happened a couple nights ago, where if you ask Siri how old the president was, they said, told you Kamala Harris was 56. Like I posted myself recording that just for posterity, because I'm just like, this is just all crap. All right, this is just all crap. Okay, so I'm going to catch a breath here. I'm going to go back to my point. We got a crevasse in this country between Republicans and Democrats. They're all, you know, spewing the Democrats hoo-ha about, oh, kumbaya, let's all be nice to each other. But here's what's getting ready to happen. So they spent a couple days doing that. Oh, yeah, we want to, you know, kumbaya with you guys. We love, you know, we love you. Actually, they didn't go that far. They really just said, kumbaya, tell us who you are so we can create our persecution list of you and start getting you guys all, you know, and screwing all of you and coming after you for, you know, whatever we decide to come after you at. Look, what's going to happen here really soon, and I don't want to get so doomish, gloomish on this, but here's what I honestly and in reality think is going to wind up happening. They had they took a victory lap over the weekend and had this whole series of, you know, citywide super spreader events called celebrations where they don't have to wear masks, and they've all taken their victory lap now, right? They had to do the victory lap early on because they knew it was going to take about a week for the Republicans to start gathering the hundreds, if not thousands, of videos that have posted all over social media about the corruption at polling sites, counting. Now we've got whistleblowers coming out from Dominion. We've got all this stuff now that's amassed. And the Democrats knew it was going to take about a week for this stuff to really start coming out in mass. And it's like piled up against their fortress wall, and their walls are starting to rattle, all right? And it is getting ready to break through their walls in such a significant way. The only response that Democrats, the average Democrat, is going to have is to lose their shit, to literally lose their minds, because they have been lied to so prophetically over the last week or two or three, that they have no, there wouldn't be any other logical response for a Democrat than to like lose their mind, right? So all those really funny meme videos that we all pass around about the girls in their cars screaming their heads off and losing it, and the famous one of the woman in the black and green on election night, like, you know, that gut-wrenching yell, which I still to this day find so amusing. Their only response to this is going to be a crap ton of rioting and all this other stuff. And by the way, Rick DeSantis down in Florida, who has basically just said, you have every right to defend your property with your firearms in a lethal manner if you need to. Dude, thumbs up on that. Thumbs freaking up on this. All right, I go on to talk about in this piece that I wrote a little bit more about, you know, frankly, Republicans are just too nice and too kind of a group of people, right? We have the patience of Job when it comes to this stuff. We have been enormously patient. We have watched them throw their temper tantrums. We have watched them burn the liberal cities, inner cities down. And we're sitting here going, you guys are literally burning down the cities of people from primarily your own party. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? And watching Democrat mayors do not a damn thing for this. And I find it appalling. I find it appalling as a human being that anybody would let that happen. But, you know, the Democrats have never had our minority communities in the forefront ever, historically, never. You know, the party of slavery has continued this narrative, and they've really sucked people into it. But I think as this election has shown, so many people are waking up to it from all different kinds of backgrounds and races and life experiences. I think people are really waking up to saying, you know what, we have really good bullshit meters. We can figure out when we're just being sold a bill of goods. And here's what's really funny. The BLM people that are now making the demands of the Democrat Party and the Biden administration because they helped, you know, win are, again, lost. And they're going to find out that they lost in a very big way. And all of that rioting, looting, burning stuff that they did before this time around, once Trump gets, all this stuff gets righted, I hope Trump comes in and just lays down the law and shuts this stuff down. We saw what happened when the federal agents moved into like Portland and Seattle areas and really kind of settled that stuff down to some degree, or actually pretty significantly. These people do not, and when I say these people, I mean all these really crazy Democrats, or I'm going to say socialists. Once you start pushing back on them, really do back off quite a bit. And so what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say to you right now as I'm wrapping up, we have to stop being quiet with our friends and family who are having have had a 4-year field day chastising us for our politics, either subvertly or overtly, depending on, you know, your relationship with the person. You know, we have got to stop apologizing, and we do it passively by not confronting. Right. And our, and I think a lot of times we just say, you know what, God will take care of these people. And trust me, oh, he will. Oh, he will. But that does not mean that we should sit around and be victims to their abuse. And I'm really done with it. I'm really done with it. I, you know, I've got a longtime dear friend who was actually a bridesmaid in my wedding, who worked for the Obama administration, who has trolled the crap out of me for months. And you know what? I'm done. I asked her to stop trolling. I didn't even look at her response because I don't even care what her response is. I'm just done. I'm done with kind of sort of dancing around, getting people to just chill out and stop their crappy behavior or their little snide digs on social media, you know, or whatever. So I'm just going to tell you right now, we have to stop this. The only way we're going to stop the bad behavior is by calling it out. It's like raising young kids and them throwing a temper tantrum in the middle of Target or whatever, you know, it's, you know, or Walmart or where you're, the grocery store or wherever you happen to be, a baseball field. I don't know, because we've all had, if any of us that have kids, you know how this goes, right? It's like horribly embarrassing, but I pull my Southern mom out and I go to town on my kids, and I'm literally finger in the face. They know when I get the look and the finger going, they stop. And I'm at that point with all of these socialists right now. They have to stop this. And the only way they're going to do it on the most local level is if we start calling them out on this crap and telling them, no, we're not doing this anymore. We're just not going to play this game. You know, if they get their way, God help us. You know, this is going to be a really, really sad place. But honestly, I don't believe that's happening. I think it's going to taken a week for a lot of the information to get brought to the surface. I've been watching Glenn Beck quite a bit this last week, and he's been a huge supporter of the president's defense fund. But at the same time, they have a pretty big uphill battle. And they made a really good point on his show yesterday saying, you know, lawyers can't be coming out and being super public about what they're discovering right now, because if they make false accusations or accusations that are, you know, that are not 100% on the up and up or whatever, they could really lose their, you know, get disbarred and lose their law license. So they've got to be really careful in how they do that. And so the president's tweet today, I think, gives us a lot of hope that we're looking at, like, what did I say, 900 and something, 2.7 million votes nationwide. So you guys, this is like a lot. These numbers are big. And 2.7 million is enough for the president to win. So we just have to continue to pray and support each other in this process. Trust me, I am going through a lot of MeWe stuff right now, looking at everybody's posts and whatnot. Obviously, we're not going to get trolled so much here, but social media in other places, Twitter, Facebook and whatnot in particular, I'm trying to get in there and really defend my friends a bit in their posts, or at least give them lots of props and support. So I encourage you to do the same thing if you're going to go over to Facebook at all. Otherwise, don't spend the time. Let's find other places and other things to do. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up right now. You guys, thanks so much for watching. I really appreciate it. If you like the content, I'm going to be trying to put these out every day. I'm trying to do them in the morning. Obviously, I got a new camera, or I got my my actual camera squared away now so that video quality is a little bit better. I'm excited for this country. I'm excited for President Trump. I am excited for his second term as president. And I will be out at the at Trump National Golf Club. His DC golf club is about 10 minutes here from my house. So we have a group of advanced people that go out there and do signs and Trump stuff and lots of Trump train guys in their pickup trucks and flags. It's very uncharacteristic for this place here in Northern Virginia, but it's awesome and I love it and I love the excitement. And we get to troll against all the Democrats that show up that are like really snarky and crappy. And I think what I might do is go through on their side and do a video of that too over the weekend. Next time the president's out here golfing, he was out here both Saturday and Sunday this last weekend. So I'm gonna start having some fun with this too. So anyway, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening in. I'm Amy Riccardi. This is the Conservative Reality Show. I post the videos up on Rumble if you'd like to subscribe there. I'm also cross posting it into our group, the group page that I created for this here on MeWe, so we can have some dialogue and chat there. So I would love your feedback as always. If there's a topic you want to cover, let me know. And I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Keep the faith. The president rocks. He's going to have a second term. Get excited for it because it's coming.